Hello, Gladys. Yeah, it's me, Milfie Milfowitz. I just got out of the hospital. No, I wasn't sick. I got bitten by a snake, and they had to come and rescue me. And boy, let me tell you, that helicopter ride was something else. Wait, hold on a minute. I guess I'd better start at the beginning. It all started when I went to Africa to do research on my new project. No, not that one. This is a new study I'm conducting about the... Well, never mind. It's kind of top secret, and I'm not supposed to talk about it until it gets declassified. All I can say is that it involved a top secret mission to the Congo region, and I had to make daily treks into the jungle. I had a research assistant, but she fell ill the day it all happened, and a good thing, too, or else I wouldn't have been rescued. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. See, I was sitting on this log, eating my lunch, which the hotel had prepared for me. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, my favorite. When I had to answer a call of nature. So there I was, all alone in the forest, when I dropped my drawers to take a leak. When all of a sudden, I felt something bite me, right there, between my legs, on my cunt. Well, I didn't know what to do. I figured it was just a giant mosquito or something. So I pulled my pants back up and continued with my observations and taking notes. I was supposed to check in with my assistant back at the hotel every day just to let her know if I was doing okay out in the forest by myself. But I dropped my cell phone in the river, and by the time I pulled it out, it was a soaking wet mess. So I missed my check-in call. And she got worried when she didn't hear from me, so she reported me missing to the National Wildlife Rangers, and they came out searching for me. They tracked me down, following the trail that I'd left, and it's a good thing, too, because by then I wasn't feeling well, and it was towards the end of the day. I swear to God, I don't know what would have happened if they hadn't found me. There I was, sitting on a log, when the rangers found me, all twitchy, and I couldn't stop scratching my cunt. I was so grateful that the rangers had found me that I almost forgot to tell them about that giant mosquito that bit me. Only when I started describing the event, they said I wasn't bitten by a mosquito at all. I was bitten by a cum snake. Yes, that's what they called it. It's a local snake, dark brown in color, with white spots all over it. Kind of like white drizzle on a... icing on a chocolate cake, you know? So anyway, these two rangers, a couple of big, tall, muscular natives, started telling me about how lucky I was to be rescued by them, because once you're bitten by the cum snake, you only have 24 hours to get the antidote. Otherwise, it can get very bad for you. And they explained all this to me in great detail. So I said, "Do you have the antidote? I was bitten around noon, and it's already late afternoon." And they said they didn't pack any, but they would call the rangers on the other side of the wilderness preserve to get some sent over. So while we were waiting, they made a campfire and started boiling some water. I was really starting to get scared at this point. After about an hour, the other rangers arrived. There were no roads, so they had to come in on foot. And there were about three of them. These really tall guys, well-built and fairly young and very dark. They seemed to know what they were doing, and they said that they were all out of antidote, too. But between the five of them, they thought they could whip up a batch. I figured that's why the first guys were boiling the water. I was starting to get scared now, and the itch had spread up between my legs and even up inside my vagina, and I wanted to scratch it really bad, but I couldn't. Not in front of these strangers. These five big, tall, muscular, black African men. Oh. But I shouldn't have worried, because by the end of the night, I'd lost all of my modesty anyway. One of the guys, Michael, told me that I had to take off all of my clothes so they could examine my body for puncture wounds. I hesitated. Do I have to take off everything? And he said, yes, everything. And then they spread a tarp on the forest floor and laid a blanket on top of the tarp and told me I could use that. And they would turn their backs and not watch me strip off my clothes. And at this point, Gladys, I didn't know what to think. Here I was, a mature white woman, all alone in the jungle, with it getting dark, and with five big, tall, young, virile African males, the leader of which told me to strip off all my clothes, and the rest of the men were just standing around the tarp waiting and watching. And I was getting really scared, and I itched so bad between my legs that I threw caution to the wind and started taking off all my clothes. First, I started unbuttoning my blouse, but my fingers were all nervous and fumbly, and it took forever to get all those little tiny buttons undone down the front. I took that off, and then I unbuckled my belt and unzipped my pants and slid them down off my hips and legs as the five men all stood around watching. I looked up pleadingly at Michael and asked him if I really had to take my bra off, and he was adamant that I had to. And Gladys, you know how big my tits are. They're a freaking triple D cup, and I really didn't want to have to reveal them to these five big black African men, even though they were official government rangers and were only trying to give me medical assistance. But Michael said that they had to inspect my entire body for snake bites. So I brought my arms around to the front of my bra and undid the little front hook and the little zipper. And I had a hard time with that zipper because I really fell off those bra cups and my tit flesh was overflowing the cups. I knew I looked positively obscene in that bra, and those men couldn't stop staring at my tits as I worked the little zipper, wondering if it would break. I just knew they were waiting for the big reveal, and I could see their uniform pants start to tent out. I finally got the bra undone and took it off and tossed it over with the rest of my clothing. I tried crossing my arms over my tits so they wouldn't see my nipples. They were getting all hard and erect by now, but it was no use. They had told me to drop my arms away, and I had to bare my tits to their gaze so they could do a visual inspection, which meant I had five pair of black eyes staring at my boobs. And you know how big and fat and plump they are. I try and hide them by wearing loose clothing, but I couldn't hide them any longer. They were right there, out in the open. My nipples all big and hard, and I have really big areoli, too. I heard a couple of the men mumbling to each other, something about my big tits and how they've never seen tits so big in a white woman before, and how perky they looked, not saggy, and how much they would like to touch them and squeeze them. I was so embarrassed to be almost totally naked in front of these men and hear them talking about my body like I was some kind of a sex object just meant for their pleasure. Then Michael said I had to take my panties off, too, so he could inspect where the snake bit me between my legs. I was so embarrassed, but I did what he said because I was itching something fierce down there by now. And then he told me to lay down on the blanket and spread my legs as far apart as I could so he could inspect. Well, Gladys, you know how shy I am, but I needed to obey him so I could get the antidote. Then Michael squatted down between my legs and stuck his head right there. He did a visual inspection and noticed some clear fluid leaking out of my cunt, and he looked up at the four other young black African rangers and told them that he was going to have to do a digital examination, and for the men to hold me down in case I struggled during the exam because it might hurt. He had big fingers. So I had two of the men up by my head, pressing my shoulders to the ground, and two men down by my feet, holding onto my ankles, while Michael licked his middle finger and stuck it up inside my gash to probe my depths of my cunt. He said he was trying to find the exact point of entrance where the snake bit me and how far up the venom went. He said they had to determine that before they could give me the antidote. Gladys, I didn't know what to think. Here was a man, a stranger, a young, black, virile African male whom I had never met before, with one hand pressed on the top of my belly and the other hand using just his finger, probing the inside of my cunt. First one finger, then he pulled it out and inspected his finger, showing his glistening digit to the other men, smiling as he did so. I was horrified, but the men were smiling back at him, and then one of the guys, James I think it was, told him to use two fingers because they had to be sure that my opening was big enough for them to deliver the antidote. I was getting scared, let me tell you, because I didn't see any antidote lying around. But by then, Michael, the leader, had already inserted two fingers into my cunt, and he was worming them around, trying to stretch me out. Then a third finger. By this time, I looked up at the two men kneeling by my shoulders to hold me still, and I noticed that they were both sporting big, huge cock bulges in their pants. Uh-oh, I thought to myself, these men were getting sexually aroused, seeing a white woman's cunt being sexually probed by a black man kneeling between her legs. The whole scene was just so sexual and so taboo. Then I raised my head and looked at the two men holding my ankles still, and they too had big lumps in their pants, and one of the rangers was even rubbing his bulge with one hand while he held my ankle with the other hand as he watched Michael insert four fingers into my slit. These men, these rangers, were getting aroused and were talking to each other in low voices, talking about me. And I was starting to get a funny feeling about this whole situation. And then the guy holding my right shoulder took his other hand and started fondling my right boob, caressing it, squeezing it, mauling it, pinching my nipple. The man holding my other shoulder saw what he was doing, and so, not to be outdone, leaned down and took my other nipple into his mouth and started sucking it, licking my nipple and flicking the hard little nubbin with his tongue. Then Michael, their leader, stood up and said they were working on making a batch of antidote right now as we spoke, but they had to cooperate. And I said, anything, I'll do anything, just do something. Give me the antidote. I need an injection. Whereupon Michael just smiled at the other men and stood up and unzipped his pants and pulled his cock out. And Gladys, that was the longest, the biggest, the blackest cock I have ever seen. Not that I've seen very many, mind you. And he started to stroke it, and it seemed to take forever for his hand to get from the tip to the base of his shaft. I just stared at it, mesmerized. I said, will it hurt? Will the injection hurt? And he said, no, not as long as I cooperated, but it might take more than one injection. He said the poison might have spread throughout my body, and I needed to get an oral injection, too, to help the spread. And so I asked him, what do you want me to do? And Michael said, open your mouth and start sucking black African dick. And Gladys, I don't know what happened, but I was like in another world where the only thing that mattered was getting the antidote. And if their leader had to fuck me with his cock in order to do that, well, then I guess he had to do it. And if I had to suck dick, then I was prepared to do that too. Though I was not very experienced in that department. As you know, sucking a man's cock is so nasty. And here I was, laying naked, spread-eagled on the ground, my big tits and wet gash exposed in front of five big, tall, muscular, black African men who looked very virile. And so I did what I had to do. And so I said, "Yes, sir, whatever you say, sir." And so then Michael was kneeling down between my legs, holding his big black African cock and telling me that the only antidote for the poison of the cum snake was to have an African man fuck my cunt and inject his cum deep inside me. And then he told me to raise my head and look at his cock. He wanted me to watch as he put it in. He asked me if I had ever seen a cock that big before. And by this time, I could barely speak, but I managed to squeak out, "No, sir." In fact, I'd never even seen a black cock before. And Michael just said that I would be seeing a lot of black cocks tonight. And he just kept on stroking it, the big black dick. And then he scooted close to my cunt and laid that monster cock right up against my gash and started rubbing his dick back and forth, up and down my gash. He told me how he loved looking at his big black cock lying against my white cunt. He could feel my juices flowing, and I could feel his pre-cum dripping on my cunt. And then he swirled the tip of his penis against my clit. He just kept swirling and sliding his cock back and forth in my cunt groove. And then he leaned down and stuck his tongue out and licked my slit and tongue-fucked me. I could actually feel his tongue poke up inside my fuckhole as he dildoed my clit with his fingers. And then he licked me some more. And then he rose up a little and looked around at the other men and said how that was some mighty fine white pussy he just tasted. And they all laughed and continued to watch Michael as he slid his cock up and down my gash some more. And then he started to poke it inside me. He told me to watch him. He wanted to see my face as I felt my first African cock plow inside my fuckhole. And I watched him as he slid his big, fat, thick, long African cock up inside my cunt for the first time. I never felt so full in my whole life. And he had to pause several times, waiting for my cunt muscles to expand and loosen up so he could fuck his entire cock up inside me. And the other men were watching too. And I looked up to see them stroking their cocks through their Ranger uniforms. And some of the men had even taken their cocks out to stroke them. And then, while Michael was fucking me, I felt another black cock rub along my face, trying to get my attention. He was rubbing his wet, dripping tip all over my pretty face, all along my cheeks, and my eyelids, and nose, and my lips, especially my lips, pressing his tip against them and trying to force my lips open for me to open my mouth so that he could stick his cockhead inside. And I was moaning and squirming while Michael was fucking my cunt with his giant fuck stick, and I must have opened my mouth too far because next thing I knew was that I had this other black African cock inside my mouth. This guy, I think his name was Henry, he kept telling me to open my mouth wider. He wanted me to take more of him inside my mouth, and he had such a big, thick cock, too. He said that the poison was spreading throughout my body and that he needed to give me an oral injection of antidote while Michael was fucking me to save time, and that I had to take the injection really deep. It might hurt my throat, and it might make me gag and choke even, but that was normal because white girls had such small, tight throats, and it was hard for them to accommodate the width and length of an African cock, but that I should try. And then Henry kept pushing his dick into my mouth, prodding the back of my throat, and telling me what a good girl I was to be taking a strange African cock down my throat, and how I was doing such a good job, but that he had 5 more inches to give me, and he wanted to know if I was woman enough to take it. Well, my pride made me say, "Yes, give me your cock. Give me all you got. Shove it down my throat. I can take it. I need to take it so I can get my oral injection." And then they started shoving more inside my mouth, and I started sucking Henry's cock, slurping on it, my hand on his balls, rolling them around while I nursed on his tip. And all the time, Michael was fucking my cunt. And then another guy, Daniel, Daniel leaned over and started sucking at my big tits. I guess he couldn't take watching anymore, flicking my nipple with his tongue, squeezing and mauling the other tit as he worked on my left one. And God, Gladys, I couldn't keep still. I was squirming all around to beat the band, and I wanted what these men had to give me. And then Daniel crawled on top of me and straddled my chest and started tit-fucking me. He told me to hold my tits together for him. He wanted to slide his cock in between my tits and fuck them as I was still sucking Henry and Michael was fucking me. It was all so much, Gladys, and I was starting to get overwhelmed by these three black men fucking and sucking that I'm afraid I became aroused. I even encouraged them. Oh, please don't think ill of me, Gladys, but I wanted these men fucking me. I wanted their cocks inside my fuckhole and down my throat. I wanted to be used by them. I wanted to succumb to the power of their big, thick, hard black cocks, and I wanted their cum badly, not only because I needed the antidote, but because I was incredibly aroused, and I couldn't get enough of their cocks. I started talking dirty to them. I know you've never heard me talk dirty in my life, but I was a different woman now. I told them how much I loved their big black cocks, how I couldn't get enough of their dicks inside me. And I told Michael to hurry up and shoot his load because I had two more black cocks that I wanted to fuck. And then Michael said that was just to be on the safe side. They'd better make me airtight so none of the poison could escape and could be neutralized with the cum antidote. So Michael pulled his cock out and told Henry and Daniel to get up also and turn me around so I was on all fours. One of the guys holding my feet, whose cock was rock hard and who hadn't gotten any action yet, he got beneath me and started sucking on my tits that were just hanging in his face while he grabbed his cock and rubbed it up and down my slit for a minute or two and then stuck it in my fuckhole. It was so big. I kind of screamed a little, and that's when the last guy, who was standing by my raised head, took the opportunity to shove his cock in my mouth and told me to start sucking, white bitch. And then he shoved his big black African cock into my mouth and forced it down my throat, making me choke and gag on it. Then Michael was saying, I gotta make you airtight. And then he took his cock and rubbed it up and down my sloppy wet gash and then put it on my little tiny rosebud asshole. I told him, no, I'm a virgin on my back hole. And he said, not anymore, you ain't, bitch. And then I felt this incredible pressure as he forced his big, thick, black dick into my asshole and up into my bowels and my guts. It was so long. He was fucking my guts, I was sure. And I tried to scream with the pain of it all, but I couldn't because of the other black dick shoving in and out of my throat. And I had a cock fucking my cunt, and there was a spare one still around. And he said his cock was the biggest of all, and he was holding himself in reserve to give me a giant dose of antidote for when the other guys finished. And then Michael said he was getting ready to come, and how the other guy sucking my tits and fucking my cunt and the guy raping my throat all had to come at the same time on the count of three. And then Michael started counting down. One, thrust. Two, thrust. Three. And then I felt it. Three big giant rivers of cum. One up my ass, another up my cunt, and a third down my throat and into my belly, me choking on it. And he said I had to swallow and not spit any of it out, and he kept his cock in my mouth just to make sure. Michael pulled his cock out of my ass and collapsed in a heap. And then the guy fucking my cunt was pretty much finished too. And the one in my mouth pulled out and started painting my lips and face with the remains of his spunk, saying that I was a good girl for swallowing all of his jizz, and how he had to rub some into my face to make sure my pores were covered with the antidote. Then it was time for the biggest cock of all, Andre, as he walked over to my head, which was hanging by now, even though I was still on my hands and knees, exhausted. And he said as how he wanted me to get a look at his big black dick before he fucked me with it. And I swear to God, Gladys, it was the biggest blackest, thickest, ugliest 12-inch cock I've ever seen, even bigger than Michael's. Then he rubbed it around my face, smearing my lips with his pre-cum, even as it mixed in with the other guy's cum, and the one who had just come down my throat. And Andre told me to open my mouth to get his big black African cock wet, because I wouldn't like it if he had to go in dry. And so I opened my mouth for him, and my lips were stretched so tight around his shaft, I could barely get his tip in. His cock was so fat, and I couldn't take it all in my mouth, but I did the best I could, just being able to take his tip into my mouth and getting it wet with my spit and drool. And then he went behind me, where my ass was still raised up, and slid his cock in my wet, sloppy groove, getting his shaft all wet with the other guy's spunk. And then he placed his tip right at the entrance to my fuckhole and said, "Get ready, white bitch." And then he rammed his big, thick, hard cock all the way up inside me with one foul swoop. Gladys, it was so big and it hurt so much that I screamed out loud into the night. And I'm sure I scared all the wild animals as his ranger raped my cunt. But he said he had to, that I needed another big injection of antidote and for me to just shut up and take it. Then he told the fifth guy to make me stop screaming, and so he plugged my mouth up with his cock and started fucking my mouth while Andre fucked my cunt with his big black snake. Well, by this time, Andre's cock really was starting to feel good. And I was moaning and groaning, and I tried to mumble around the cock in my mouth to say, I'm coming on your big black cock. But of course, no one could understand what I was trying to say. And then Andre said, "Can you feel that? That's my cock punching up against your cervix." And I did feel him pounding against my cervix, against the entrance to my uterus. And then I felt this incredible pain, and I knew that he just poked through my cervix and was in my womb. I could feel his big cock poking out my tummy as he continued to plow through my cunt. And then he said, "Get ready for your injection, whitey. I'm going to fill you with my black seed. And my little swimmers will seek out the venom of the cum snake and kill the poison. I might could even give you a black baby, too." And then I felt his cock expanding and getting bigger and longer, and he was moaning and thrusting deeper and deeper into my belly. And then I heard him yell out to the other guys just as I was feeling him spurt inside me. One squirt of his cum, two squirts, three squirts. On and on, he spurted his antidote inside me, and I think it ended up being 7 or 8 squirts of cum. And then he pulled out and invited the other guys to come over and watch as it dripped out of my well-fucked gash. Except not much came out, because it was all still stuck up inside my womb, his little swimmers seeking out my egg to fertilize it. He had seeded me as well as injected me with the cum snake antidote. I was well and truly fucked. Then we heard the helicopter come to rescue me, and so the park rangers helped me to get dressed real quick while the copter lowered the cot down from a rope and secured me onto the cot so the copter guys could raise me up and haul me into the helicopter. Except that something went terribly wrong, and my bed kept spinning and spinning, and they couldn't raise me up into the helicopter. So they just figured, fuck it, we're taking her in as is. And they just dragged me away, strapped to the cot, which was hanging from the rope, swaying and twirling as the copter flew me over the rough ground to the hospital. One of the rangers videotaped the whole rescue mission and sent it to the local TV news crew, and they ended up posting it online. But that was after he edited out all the fucking parts. He just posted it to the various porn sites. And so now, Gladys, I got a little side income coming in from all the royalties of that video he posted of me being gangbanged by the National Park Rangers. Except they weren't rangers at all. They were just 5 big, black, horny African guys on the make. And it turns out, I wasn't even bitten by a real cum snake after all. It was just a little old harmless garden snake. But I sure did have an adventure. And I'm saving my royalty checks so I can make another trip back to Africa and maybe hook up with those guys again. I had a blast. I think think I need another antidote injection. I mean, a girl can't be too careful when it comes to a cum snake.